A Bloomington accountant was convicted of mail fraud after he siphoned off $1.2 million from his Bedford clients. A U.S. District Court sentenced Michael Sully late last month after an FBI investigation found he had made 98 fraudulent transactions as the accountant for his client. FBI Special Agent Rusty Warlick said Sully took over the client's account after inheriting his father's accounting firm.
He began writing checks out of the account payable to his business or to himself personally because he had power of attorney to do such. And he also began doing wire transfers to pay directly to his credit card accounts, which he owed money on. This process went for numerous years until approximately 2013 when the victim decided to hand over her finances to her daughter. And when her daughter began looking into it, she began questioning a lot of information that Mr. Salih had been providing to her.
Warlick said there was no evidence that Salih had defrauded any other area clients. Warlick added that the victim was not financially savvy and trusted Salih as her accountant due to their personal relationship.
He had a trust of the victim that she didn't even open any statements that she had received. She trusted him implicitly because her husband trusted him and his father for numerous years. So they've met in person numerous times over those years, and they knew each other well, and he took advantage of that situation.
Warlick said the best steps to avoiding being the victim of fraud was to regularly check financial statements and credit reports. Fraudsters can use stolen identities to open lines of credit with banks and then drain those accounts.
The reason why this fraud became so big and the loss to the victim on this case is a little over $1.2 million, is because she never paid attention to any of the statements. She never looked at any documentation. She trusted him implicitly. And that's what we see in most fraud cases, is that there's a degree of trust and that they don't pay attention.
Sully had worked as a financial advisor and CPA in Southern Indiana for 30 years.